what's up, guys? It's Fallon. This is my very first podcast, and I'm really excited to be here with you guys. I hope that you have fun listening to this. I hope that you give me tons of suggestions on what I should talk about with this podcast. I just wanted to give you guys some motivating things to listen to while you're on the treadmill, while you're riding your horses in the pasture, while you're lunging your horses doing your 30 minutes. I just wanted to talk to you about all the things to do with horse chicks and motivation and business. I even want to give away a spot for you guys to come on and ask me questions. So I'm very excited to be recording this for you guys now. This podcast is brought to you guys by ranchdressin.com. Make sure to use Fallon at checkout. That code will allow you to get 10% off of everything in store at ranchdressin.com. So make sure and check that out today. Okay, well, today's podcast is going to be about alley issues. We're going to talk all about horses that have an issue going in the arena. Now, this affects every industry. So if you guys watch my YouTube channel, you will note that I have been doing some show jumping and barrel racing at the same time. I've also done cutting in the past. I'm an NCHA money earner. So I've tried to dabble in all sorts of industries, but what's ironic about alley issues to me is that they affect every single industry, and they also really show a lot about the person. So typically the person being taken advantage of in the alleyway is a person that also probably gets taken advantage of in life. So it's pretty funny how the horse psychologically can say a lot through everything that you're doing. You know, when you see a horse, you can kind of tell the story about the person. And it's not like I'm some psychic intuitive. When I see the animal, I can quickly tell you kind of what the person's relationships are like or how the person is in their life outside of horses. And it's a pretty cool thing. So I want to talk about alley issues from a different aspect, and that's from the psychological aspect of what's happening to you in your life outside of that alley. So a person that's not super assertive, a person that's not super aggressive is typically, and of course there's exceptions to every rule, but typically that's the person that's being taken advantage of outside of the arena when you're trying to enter. It's a literal fact inside the alleyway that you're also being taken advantage of and things aren't going your way. So I want you to take a look at some things that maybe you wanted to get control of that you haven't. Maybe it's your fitness journey. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe you have people that are not super supportive of you inside the arena. So you're kind of going at it alone. I want you to take those things all into account and really think about who it is that you have around you that is making you feel less than secure. Who is it that is making you question yourself every time I see somebody going into the arena that is, you know, questioning other things? You can tell that they're going into the arena with some uncertainty. You can tell that they're very nervous about who is watching them, who is recording. And it's probably the biggest reason that I don't like to run in slack. When I run at slack or I'm really scared and nervous to run at big barrel races, the reason is because I can see all the people that maybe they're fans, maybe they're haters, I don't know, but they are coming up to the fence with their phones on recording me no matter what I'm supposed to do. Do they know that I'm on a colt that's never been entered, or are they just going to use that footage to bash me later? Are they really a fan, or are they just going to pick me apart later, you know, to use that footage? So I have a lot of the same insecurities. I have to keep people around me that make me feel very secure, that make me feel very valued. And that means that I keep a very, very small circle. I always think about my mental state, and it's going to translate over far from horses, but into your school, into your business, into your finances, into your friends. What is it that these people make you feel that you're around? What, when you write your goals down, what parts of it are you not wanting to share with certain people because you are afraid that they are going to laugh at you? It's those same insecurities that are going to make you feel like you'll be laughed at when you compete, no matter what it is that you compete at, whether it's for a better job or for a sales position, whatever it is. So alley issues kind of, they really highlight that. If you're somebody that's been having a lot of alley issues with your animal, you can kind of trace that back to everything in your life. And I just want to see you guys get way more confident. I think that when you have confidence, you have everything. So it's not that when I go to a barrel race or a slack run that I am not fearful or I'm feeling like Superwoman, I just have the confidence to know that I'm terrified, to recognize that fear and keep moving forward anyway. So I think that that's my big shtick that I've been able to just continue with my entire career is I'm terrified. I recognize that I'm terrified. I might even voice that I'm terrified and I can still move forward. So I think that that's the thing that I want to highlight the most is paralysis by analysis, or overthinking a situation is really going to get you, nowhere. You're literally going to be frozen just like that horse in the alleyway. You're not going to be able to move forward and dedicate that time that you want to that new project, that new thing, that new relationship, that new you, that new fitness journey. All of that actually matters. So I want to go into steps that I take to make that unstick. How can we stop stopping? So in your alleyway, so in the literal sense on your horse, when you kick to make them go forward when they're in the stopped position or they're starting to back up, remember that you are kicking them to progress in whatever movement they are doing. So if you're kicking a stopped horse or you're kicking a horse that's backing, you're just asking them to do more of that thing. So in the alleyway, if you just move your horses from left to right and just get them to unlock those front legs and go absolutely anywhere, just get them to go literally anywhere, you're going to be able to free them up to go in a different position. Now, a trick that I love to use is picking up my inside rein, making them counter arc somewhere, especially if they think they're going away from the arena. Just keep that motion going. Now, the trick that you may not know that your horse is waiting for you to say to signal them that you are at your most vulnerable is when you throw the reins to their ears and start applying pressure on their sides. They immediately know that that's the spot that you're the most vulnerable and they don't have to go forward. When you keep your legs secure and tight around them and you keep your reins in a position where you can pull them left to right, they no longer can kind of pick which way they want to go or not go at all. So I caution you to keep your horses kind of framed up in the bridle, keep a tight leg on them, keep them thinking about where they're going to move their feet next. And that's something that you can utilize in your slow work too, is always keeping your legs on, keeping your hands kind of drawn in toward you where you can always make a move left to right. If you feel your horse getting tight, going toward the alleyway, ask them to move a little left, a little right, a little left, a little right, kind of weave your way all the way to the barrel pattern. When you go to accelerate, don't then throw your hands to their ears and then give them one big kick. It simply won't work. Just ask them for a little trot, then keep them collected. Ask them for a little lope, then keep them collected. Ask them to go a little faster and keep them collected. Do this from a long way back so you've got plenty of time to play, and that typically will iron everything out. The same thing with your life. You can't just throw your hands up to its ears and go, I want a big change now. You've got to ask for those small incremental changes all the time until you start to see a little bit of progress. Now, if you guys have followed me for very long, you know that 1% every single day is my rule. I would love to see you guys improve 1% because that means 100 days from now, just a little over 3 months, you're going to see 100% turnaround in what you do throughout your day. So your routine determines who you are, what you'll be, what your friends are like, and how much you'll earn and learn throughout your years. So I just want you to look for 1%. Listening to this podcast may be your 1% for today, and that is totally cool with me. Make sure to share this with your friends so they can get subscribed, so I'll be motivated to record some more. I just want to see you guys get 1% better. The problem with 1% is that we don't see much change right off the bat. And I know we're all instant gratification, but what got you to where you are was 1%. So 1% at a time is all I'm wanting to see. Just little bitty tiny changes. And the problem with that is it doesn't have a huge payoff. It doesn't have a huge reward. But I always encourage you guys to take progress pictures of every single thing you're doing, whether it be of your fitness journey, of your horse's fitness journey, of your runs. Take pictures and videos so that you can compare them 7 days at a time. So every Friday, just do a little review of what's going on in your life. Check that out. Take a look back, and then you'll see how far you've come. And when you see that kind of progress, you'll be able to get a little nugget that says, okay, keep going. You're on the right track. Now, if you don't want to take the time to do that, think about all the years that you haven't done that and you've been totally complacent of just floating along. So if you do that and you don't really like where you've ended up, take the time, just 5 minutes every Friday, to just reassess, okay, I really reached this goal, or I didn't reach that goal, or I should have dedicated more time to this or that. And that's going to help you move forward so much faster. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this very first podcast. I tried to make it short and sweet to get in your cardio or your riding or your lunging or whatever it is that you're doing. Hit me up on YouTube in the comments section and tell me who I should bring on to talk to or what we should talk about next week. Just let me know and I will get that done for you guys. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube for my short version of Deep Thoughts. And I hope you guys have an amazing day.